I need your help with something. While you're listening to today's episode, please leave a review of our show on iTunes or Stitcher and make sure you subscribe to the show on your favorite platform. Both of those, the reviews and the subscriptions, push our show up in the rankings so more people can find out about it. That helps me so I can help you. Let's get into the show. How do you know that somebody means what they're talking about? There's only one way. How do you know that someone means what they're talking about? There is only one answer, is that they are doing something that proves what they're saying.
Stay all day, dot com.
Work on your game.
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 Approaching the game aggressively, with that aggression, with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, DreAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
The Work On Your Game podcast is sponsored by Audible. With so many things to do these days, we don't always have time to sit down and read. So what if you could listen to books while you were driving, jogging, working out, making dinner, or brushing your teeth? You can now. And not only can you get one of my audiobooks completely for free, you also get a 30-day trial where you can listen to as many audiobooks as you wish for 30 consecutive days. Go to DreAllDay.com/audible and start your 30-day trial. Get your free book right now. That's DreAllDay.com/audible. Today's show is brought to you by The Super You, unlocking and living with your highest level of confidence. Learn more and get your confidence up at DreAllDay.com/super. You're tuned into the best of the best, the show where you learn the discipline to show up day after day to do the work, the confidence to put yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness to continue showing up, doing the work, putting yourself out there, even when the success you have expected to achieve has yet to be achieved. And on top of this, a huge dose of personal initiative, the energy for you to go make things happen instead of waiting for things to happen. Putting all this together, you get the mindset, the method, and the podcast known as Work On Your Game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day. Happy to have you here today. Today's topic is the skill of applied faith. The skill of applied faith. Now, I'm sure you have heard of faith. You probably heard of hope. You've heard of belief. I mean, you've heard of confidence. We talked about all of those topics on this podcast. So if you haven't heard of them, then welcome to the podcast. Go to DreAllDay/podcast, start at episode zero and listen to every episode that I've ever recorded and then catch up to us. But the skill of applied faith, what we're talking about here today, I want you to understand what applied faith means. It is not just faith by itself. It is not hope. It is not belief. It's not even confidence. It is a completely different skill. I mean, it's related to those. It's a relative. You're going to know exactly what applied faith means and why it matters to you and why you need to start using it moving forward. But first, let's get a definition of this word hope. We know hope, right? Hope is a feeling of expectation and desire for a certain thing to happen. Faith, on the other hand, is complete trust or confidence in someone or something. So we can see that there's hope, and faith is a step up from hope, right? Hope is a feeling of expectation. Hope is a desire for something to happen. I just want something to happen. So you can hope that that's going to take place. I once had a friend who was playing on a basketball team, and the team wasn't very good. He was the best player on the team. I would ask him, hey, is your team going to win your next game? And he would say, I hope. And I said, man, hope is not a strategy. And you know what happened the next game? They lost. Now, the step up from hope is faith. Faith is complete trust or confidence in someone or something. So this is complete trust. Like, I don't even have to hope that things are going to go the way that they go. I completely trust that it's going to go the way that it goes. We hear about faith a lot when people talk about religion, right? Just have to have a faith that this thing is going to work out. That this story that you read out of this religious text, you just have to have faith that if you follow it or if you believe it, if you have faith in it, that things are going to work out. Now, there's a step up from hope and faith. We call it applied faith. And I'm explaining exactly what that means today. Point number one, applied faith, ladies and gentlemen, is not just complete trust and confidence in something. It is action taken on your complete trust and confidence. Tangible, visible action taken on your complete trust or confidence in someone or something. Hopefully that someone being yourself. If I told you, for example, that it was going to rain tomorrow and you believed me, you would demonstrate your applied faith by doing what? Carrying an umbrella. If I told you that touching the stove, I told you I just got done using the stove 15 minutes ago or 5 minutes ago, and if you touch it, it's going to burn your hand. If you're applying faith, if you're practicing applied faith, you probably won't touch the stove just to test out my theory. All right, that's applied faith. If you are in a building right now, at this very moment, or inside of a building, that you did not build yourself with your own hands, and that building has more than one floor, or that building has a roof, okay, you are practicing applied faith right now. You're practicing applied faith that whoever built that building, whoever certified that building, you probably didn't even think about it until I mentioned it. You are practicing applied faith that that building, that roof, or the 20 floors above you are not going to collapse on your head and kill you. Listen, you didn't build the building, so you have no idea how well it was built. You have no idea what the principles were that needed to be adhered to in order for the building to be inspected and approved. You have no idea, maybe even of the process of building a building like that, but you are practicing applied faith that it was done the right way. Point number two. So now that we know what applied faith is action taken on trust. And it could be action or non-action, but non-action is still an action, right? It's a decision that you're making. What is the action and decision that you're making based on your complete trust and confidence in someone or something? Point number two, understand that we exercise applied faith every single day in other people and external things. Let me give you some examples of how you practice and exercise applied faith every day in other people and in other things, people who you don't even know, things that you have no idea where they came from. You practice applied faith. If you drive a car, if you're driving in a car right now, look at the cars going the other way, the opposing traffic. What is separating you from that opposing traffic? Usually it's just a thin yellow line or a thin white line or maybe some cheap plastic poles. Maybe if you're on the highway, you got a big concrete barrier. But listen, if you've seen enough news or you've seen anything on YouTube, you know that concrete barrier often, if a car is going fast enough and is out of control enough, that's not enough. That little yellow line is nothing. That white line, those plastic poles, those are absolutely nothing to stop a car, a 2-ton hunk of metal, from careening right over that line, right through those plastic poles, right into you. But you practice applied faith every single time you get in that car and you drive, right? That's applied faith. When you buy from Amazon expecting that your package is going to arrive in 2 days because you got your Amazon Prime membership, that's applied faith. I mean, you don't work at Amazon. Do you know Jeff Bezos? Do you see the factory? Do you know for sure, guarantee that they're going to deliver it? You pretty much do. You would probably say, yeah, I pretty much do know that they're going to deliver it. Why? Because you have applied faith in Amazon. You have some proof in your past probably of Amazon doing their thing, or you heard it from somebody, or you've seen social proof of so many people doing it that it must be working. So you practice applied faith just because you don't know anything about it. You have nothing physically to do with it, but you practice applied faith. When's the last time you went to a restaurant? When's the last time you went to a grocery store and bought some food? When's the last time you bought some packaged goods? When is the last time you ate some food that was not completely 100% prepared by you? Unless you planted it in the ground, you harvested the crops, you went and actually made the food from scratch and ate it. Every single thing you ate on your plate was made 100% by you from farm to table, but you ate it anyway. When's the last time you did that? Wait, when's the last time you ate something that you took straight from the farm to the table and nothing on that plate was touched by anybody other than you? You probably can't even think of a time that's happened, can you? Packaged goods, anything you bought from a grocery store, something that got delivered from you, some food that got made in the back of a restaurant that you weren't in the back watching what was happening. You don't even know where those ingredients came from, even if you were in the back, but you ate that food, didn't you? You have no idea who touched that food. Apply faith. So here's the question. Since we apply faith so often, since we apply faith so habitually, we apply faith so unconsciously, so often in our lives, and I just gave you a bunch of examples. I mean, just think of the food that you eat. When is the last time you ate something that was 100% made by you? I mean, from the seed to the meal. Most of us probably never, right? We've been practicing applied faith for 25, 35, 47 years of eating stuff that we don't even know where the hell it came from. We don't know who touched it. We don't know where their hands were before they ate it, but we ate it anyway. So here's the question. Since we have so much applied faith, where's the applied faith in ourselves? I mean, since we got so much of it to throw around, where is the applied faith in ourselves? If you believe that you are going to be successful, I'm talking to you now. If you believe you're going to be successful, where are your corresponding actions that come before the success occurs? Because if you're practicing applied faith, this is before you get the success, but your actions will reflect the fact that success is going to happen. You have complete trust or confidence in something being your success, being your achievement. If you have complete trust and complete confidence in something, you wouldn't have a problem filling the blank. Filling the blank with something that you know you need to do. If you really believe that you're going to be successful, you really believe that you're going to do whatever it is you're trying to do in life, what actions would you take if you had complete trust and confidence that it was going to work out? And why are you not taking it if you claim you believe it's going to work out? Where is the applied faith? I understand having faith. Faith is something you could just talk about, right? You can write down faith. Or you can write a blog post or do a little Instagram video about how much faith you have. The applied faith is in the actions. If you believe you're going to win a Grammy Award, when's your studio time scheduled for? How many songs are you writing every day? If you believe in something, where's the applied faith? Applied faith, actions. You could take that AF and applied faith and change that applied to action. Action faith is the exact same thing. What action are you taking to reflect your faith? Before we get to the rest of the show, let me ask. You heard people talk about the zone all the time, getting into that state of flow, that state where you're not even thinking about anything. Everything just comes to you naturally and you're doing it at your highest level. We call that being in the zone. How would you like to be able to get in the zone whenever you wanted to, where you could just snap your fingers and tell yourself to get in the zone and it actually happens? How about maintaining your focus and your full highest possible level of confidence at all times so that you can be the leader that you've always envisioned yourself to be? And with all of this stuff I said, how about you can make it all stick forever, guaranteed? And if you're thinking that's all just a pipe dream or it's fantasy and it can't possibly be reality, I want to let you know that up until now it was. Until I created my course called Bulletproof Mindset. Bulletproof Mindset is a 12-module course, the only course of its kind that will help you deal with your challenges of perseverance, getting frustrated with yourself because your results are arriving too slowly, self-belief when you're underperforming, and it's not because you're not good enough because you lack confidence in yourself. What about persistence? Not sticking to your plans long enough to see the results. Maybe it's personal initiative. You're hesitant to make that first move, to pick up a phone, to make a call, to take charge of a group, to approach a person. If those have ever been a challenge for you, Bulletproof Mindset was made to handle that challenge. If you're an up-and-coming athlete, a salesperson, an entrepreneur, a seasoned professional at what you do, if you're building your brand, if you're a business professional looking to grow in your position and move up in your career and in your life, if you're a student looking to deal with time management, dealing with new people, if you fall into any of those categories, Bulletproof Mindset was made for you. Again, 12-module course. You're going to get the 7 golden rules of the Bulletproof Mindset, deal with the 15 common mental errors. You'll get complete understanding of mental conditioning. You'll get my bulletproof strategies for focus, learn to communicate with power, dipping yourself in gold, which is the finishing touch on the Bulletproof Mindset, and lifetime access to all course materials. Again, this is called the Bulletproof Mindset course by yours truly, Dre All Day. Get full information and get started at dreallday.com/bulletproof. That's dreallday.com/bulletproof for the Bulletproof Mindset course. Now let's get back to the program. Point number 3. Let me tell you what applied faith does for you. Now that I told you how much you are already using it, and then I questioned you as to how much you are actually applying it to yourself. Since you apply it to other people so often, how much are you actually applying it to yourself? This is what applied faith does for you. Okay, let me sell you on this idea of applied faith. It eliminates fear, anxiety, and frustration. Now, if it didn't do anything else, if I told you that, listen, if you just get this thing called applied faith for $19.99 right now, it eliminates all fear, all anxiety, and all frustration, would it be worth the price? And I'm not actually selling it for $19.99, but maybe I will. If all it did was those things, eliminate fear, anxiety, frustration, would it be worth it? Let me tell you how it does it, because now you may be wondering, yeah, it would be worth it, but you need to tell me how I know. How can I have faith that that's going to work out, Dre? Because we already know it's going to work out. Because, see, when you apply faith, complete trust or confidence in someone or something, and you're taking actions to back up that belief, we know, not K-N-O-W, but capital K, capital N, capital O, capital W, we know it's going to work out. Not just because we're thinking about it, but because we are acting on it. Even when the actions are not working right now. Applied faith, for example, is me. When I got out of college, 2004, I went to 3 tryouts for small teams in this league called the ABA. It's a small semi-pro professional basketball league. You call it semi-pro because you can't do it as your full-time job because you won't make enough money, so you won't be able to live. So it's semi-pro. You will make money, maybe. You might get paid on time, maybe. You might get paid, maybe. But not enough that you can just play basketball full-time, so we call it semi-professional. I went to 3 tryouts for ABA basketball teams the summer after I graduated from college. I went to a couple of fruitless exposure camps that did absolutely nothing for me, but cost me money, cost me time, and I gained some experience. I got some knowledge from going through those situations, but they were otherwise fruitless. Nothing came from any of that. You know what I did after all of that? I still invested another $500 in myself into another exposure camp, another opportunity to try to make my goal happen. I had all of these actions that I had already taken Follow what I'm saying here. All these actions I had already taken that did not work out, did not produce a result, but I continued believing that it was going to work out. Plus, on top of this, I was taking actions that showed I believed it was going to work out. See, it's one thing to write an email and say you believe it. It's one thing to wake up and look at yourself in the mirror and say, this is what's going to happen. It's another thing to put some real action behind it, some tangible action that says, okay, this person actually means what they're talking about. And how do you know that somebody means what they're talking about? There's only one way. How do you know that someone means what they're talking about? There is only one answer, is that they are doing something that proves what they're saying. And sometimes you know somebody means what they're about because they don't even say anything. They won't even tell you about it before they just start taking the action, right? That's what applied faith is. See, people say they believe stuff every single day. All you got to do is look at their actions and you can see if they're telling you the truth or they're telling you a lie. And yes, it is one or the other. Somebody says they believe something, it's the truth. The actions reflect their belief, or what they say is their belief. It's a lie when their actions do not reflect that belief. And it is that black and white. And it's not about some other nameless, faceless person here. It's about you. Let's recap today's topic, which is the skill of applied faith. What is applied faith? It's action taken on the complete trust or confidence in someone or something. If I told you it was going to rain, you have an umbrella. If I told you the stove was hot, you wouldn't touch it. That is applied faith. If you're in a building right now that you didn't build, you are practicing applied faith that that building won't collapse on your head. Number two, we exercise applied faith every single day in the buildings that we go in and driving a car. I mean, if you ride or drive in a car on a daily basis, you know how much applied faith you have to. How many cars do you pass every single day? How many cars are in front of you? How many cars behind you? How many cars going the opposite direction from you on a daily basis? How many of them need to be drunk or driving crazy for something bad to happen to you? Not 100 of them, not 98%, not even 50%, just one. Just one crazy person, one drunk driver could end everything for you. But you practice how much applied faith? How many different people are you applying faith in every single day when you get in that car and you get on that road? How many people are you applying faith in every single day when you go to sleep in your home knowing that the roof is not going to collapse and kill you while you're sleeping? How many people are you practicing applied faith in every single day when you eat some food that you did not make, that you did not grow, that you didn't even prepare? You have no idea who did. You don't know their name. You don't know where they're from. You don't know where their hands have been. You don't know the full process of how that food was made, but you eat it anyway. How many people do you practice applied faith in every single day? We're into the thousands right now. That's crazy, right? We're into the thousands of people you apply faith in every single day. Where is the applied faith in yourself? If you know you're going to be successful, where are your corresponding actions that will reflect that faith before you have actually achieved the success? Point number three, applied faith eliminates fear, anxiety, and frustration. Just if it did that alone, would it be worth it? My answer is yes, but I can't answer for you. But how do I know this is true? Because when we know something's going to work out, not just because we know it, not just because we're thinking about it, but because we are acting on it, even when the actions are not yet working right now. Applied faith is you doing things over and over. It didn't work. Do something else. Didn't work. Do this again. Didn't work. Do the same thing three more times. Didn't work. And you still keep doing it. You still keep investing in yourself. Time, money, attention, energy, focus. Why? Because you believe it. Because you are applying faith. And when you apply faith, the actions speak louder than any words could ever speak. Work on your game. DreAllDay.com. Today's show is brought to you by The Super You. Unlocking and living with your highest level of confidence. Learn more and get your confidence up at DreAllDay.com/super. People like you who listen to the Work on Your Game podcast, they also subscribe to and read The Daily Game. That's my daily email to give you some mental game for you to take with you through your day and through your life with three takeaways every single day that you can apply immediately. Subscribe to The Daily Game at DreAllDay.com/game. That's DreAllDay.com/GAME. I told you I was going to give you tons of value every single day, right? Have I been doing that? I'm assuming that since you're still listening, I have. So please leave a review of the show on iTunes or Stitcher. Make sure you subscribe on your favorite platform and share these episodes. Share them on social media, on your website. Listen, just tell the person next to you to go get the Work on Your Game podcast. That helps this show get seen by more people so we can touch more lives, work on our games, and change lives. I appreciate you appreciating me, and I'll see you on tomorrow's show. Work on your game.